Reducing the country's oil bill is a major plank in government's efforts to stabilize Jamaica's economy. Jamaica spends approximately $2 billion to import crude oil for energy each year. Just imagine what would happen if a quarter or half of those funds could be saved and channeled into other well-needed areas such as healthcare or national security. To this end, the government, via the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, has aggressively sought to diversify Jamaica's energy sources, placing emphasis on those which are cheaper, cleaner and sustainable. Most recently, the government has invested billions of dollars to undertake measures which will see liquefied natural gas, LNG, being utilized to supply power to the national grid. Why LNG, you ask? Natural gas is a viable option for Jamaica's energy mix because it is cheaper than oil, a clean-burning fuel which generates less greenhouse gas than other fossil fuels, and is a good fuel option in the fight against climate change. Plans for the implementation of LNG were rolled out in a major way in October, with the launch of a Jamaica Public Service JPS $2.5 billion project. The initiative will see the JPS converting its 120-megawatt plant at Bogue in St. James into a dual facility for automotive diesel oil and liquefied natural gas. The conversion of the power plant from only diesel to automotive diesel oil and liquefied natural gas will enable JPS to generate approximately 10% of its overall electricity from gas. JPS is undertaking the project in collaboration with American company Fortress Energy, which will supply the plant with LNG.
This is a strategic and valuable partnership, and Jamaica should feel truly proud. We have been slaves to heavy fuel oil and diesel, and the beginning of the end of that period is well and truly on the way.
Energy Minister Philip Paulwell. The project is scheduled to be completed by the second quarter of 2016 and will involve the shipment of LNG from Fort Lauderdale in the United States to the port of Montego Bay. New Fortress has also pledged to spend $200 million to construct an LNG terminal in Jamaica, geared at supplying power to the national power grid through JPS's 190-megawatt gas-fired plant in Old Harbor, St. Catherine. The facility is expected to generate more than 200,000 metric tons of LNG annually, which will initially be supplied to the domestic market. Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Vincent Lawrence, says New Fortress was chosen as the developer of Jamaica's LNG project as the entity was the most competitive for the JPS's requirements and demonstrated the capacity to expand the terminal going forward.
New Fortress was not only the lowest evaluated price for the volumes required by JPS, it clearly demonstrated its commitment and capability to realize financial close and gas supply as scheduled.
New Fortress is also set to play a major role in developing an industry surrounding the supply of LNG.
ESET had subsequent discussions after its own evaluation with New Fortress, and this has led to an agreement for the Government of Jamaica and New Fortress to enter into a memorandum of understanding to guide the development of the natural gas market locally and confirm the intent to develop Jamaica as a hub for the regional distribution of small-scale gas supply.
Establishing Jamaica as a regional hub for LNG is a major part of the government's energy and economic development going forward.
Not only Jamaicans want gas. Gas can be distributed from Jamaica to Cuba, to Haiti, to Domrep, to those of us in the Western Caribbean. And Jamaica can facilitate that, every ounce of that gas.
Energy Minister Philip Paulwell. Diversification of Jamaica's energy sources remains a key objective of the government, and LNG is being positioned as a major component for achieving this goal. The increased utilization of cheaper, more environmentally friendly fuels will see a Jamaica which is unaffected by the daily movements in the oil markets, as well as increasing its efforts to counter the effects of climate change.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.